AD News, I'm Ed Donahue. This is the fifth anniversary of the Capitol riot as Congress was affirming the 2020 election victory for Joe Biden. Democrats held a morning meeting at the Capitol, reconvening members of the House committee that investigated the riot. Benny Thompson was the committee chair.
Some people want to rewrite the history of January 6th, to ignore what we saw with our own eyes. Some people want us to forget the lessons of that day, to pretend that we have overcome the threats facing our democracy and the rule of law. We will not allow that to happen.
President Trump has his own account of what happened January 6th, 2021.
In my speech, peacefully and patriotically to the Capitol, peacefully and patriotically. Do you know that the Unselect Committee didn't report it, that I said those words? Do you know that the news never reported the words walk or march peacefully and patriotically to the Capitol? Do you know they never reported it? Scandal.
The official plaque honoring the police who defended the Capitol that day has never been hung. Speaking to House Republicans, President Trump says Democrats are hypocrites for criticizing the raid in Venezuela that brought Nicolas Maduro to the U.S.
You know, at some point they should say, you know, you did a great job. Thank you. Congratulations. Wouldn't it be good? I would say that if they did a good job. Their philosophies are so different. But if they did a good job, I'd be happy for the country. They've been after this guy for years and years and years.
Venezuelan officials say at least 24 of the country's security officers were killed in the dead-of-night U.S. military operation to capture Maduro. President Trump wants Republicans to get a deal on health care insurance assistance by being flexible on longstanding amendments that bar federal money from being spent on abortion services. This is AP News. The Swiss bar where a fatal New Year's blaze broke out had last had a fire safety inspection in 2019.
Leaving 40 people dead and over 100 injured, local authorities say. At a news conference, Nicolas Ferraud, head of Crans-Montana's municipal government, explains periodic inspections were not carried out between 2020 and 2025. The council became aware of the situation after reviewing the documents submitted to the public prosecutor's office this past weekend. We regret this bitterly. Authorities are looking into whether festive sparkling candles on the ceiling conform with regulations and permitted for use in the bar. Swiss authorities have opened a criminal probe into the bar managers. The two are suspected of involuntary homicide, involuntary bodily harm, and involuntary causing a fire, according to the Valais region's chief prosecutor. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.